Chapter 1. Early History. Pre-discovery and the exploration of Christopher Columbus. The Caribbean's recorded history begins with the discovery of Italian explorer Christopher Columbus. However, before his arrival, a number of tribes already resided in the region. This chapter will go over what we know about the history of the Caribbean during the pre-discovery years. We will also discuss Christopher Columbus's exploration. His intent was to travel to Asia to prosper from the lucrative spice trade. However, his desire to travel west to find Asia led him to discover a new part of the world, at least to the Europeans. At the time of his voyage, many nations were looking to expand beyond their borders. They were also looking for goods to sell that they couldn't find in their own country. Christopher Columbus's discovery of the Caribbean led to a surge in exploration over the next two centuries. But for now, let's take a look at the early history of the Caribbean. Pre-discovery years. The Taino and other indigenous tribes. The first people to land in the present-day Caribbean are believed to have inhabited the region as early as 5000 BCE. The Taino people are believed to have originated from South America, although it is unclear where exactly they came from before settling on the continent. The first inhabitants resided on an island named Haiti, Land of High Mountains. The island was later named Hispaniola after Columbus's discovery. It contains the present-day nations of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Little is known about Haiti between its early settlement and the time of Christopher Columbus's arrival. We do know the Taino resided on the island, though, due to archaeological excavations. By the time the 15th century rolled around, the Taino had expanded across much of the Caribbean. They lived mostly in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Jamaica, and Puerto Rico, although groups of them also lived in Florida. The Taino separated into three different groups. The Western Taino lived in Cuba, the Bahamas, and Jamaica. As a side note, it is known as the Bahamas with a capital T, since that is its official name. The classic Taino settled in Puerto Rico and Hispaniola. The Eastern Taino resided in the Lesser Antilles nations, those closest to South America. A lesser-known Taino tribe made the trek farther north and landed in parts of Florida. By the time Columbus made his presence known in 1492, numerous chiefdoms and territories in the Caribbean were already claimed by the Taino. In Cuba alone, there were nearly 30 chiefdoms. When Columbus claimed Cuba for the Spanish crown in 1492, many towns and cities were named after Taino chiefdoms. The Inyeri people. The Inyeri people are believed to have inhabited the Windward Islands of the Lesser Antilles. They were a subgroup of the Arawaks, as were the Taino. The Inyeri were wiped out by the Carib tribes that likely came to the Caribbean from South America. The Caribs mostly lived in South America and the Lesser Antilles, but they did not speak an Arawak language. When the Spanish arrived, they used the term Arawak to refer to friendly natives and Caribs to refer to hostile ones. Carib is similar to the Arawak word for cannibal, and the Europeans reported on how the Caribs, or Kalinago, ate human flesh. The Carib men might have coupled with the Inyeri women after killing off the men of the tribe. However, this has not been proven, although over time the Inyeri began speaking Carib, so it might be possible. The Inyeri language originated from the Arawak language of South America. The Taino language was distinct, but had similarities to the Arawak language. Some historians believed the Caribs conquered the Inyeri, but never banished them from their territories. The Inyeri might have been absorbed into the Carib tribe and learned their language. Unfortunately, we don't have solid proof of what actually occurred, so we have to resort to theories. The Kalinago. The Kalinago were known by a different name, Caribs or Island Caribs. Like the Inyeri, they resided in the Lesser Antilles, specifically